The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Today, we're going to talk all things hormones. That's right. We love talking about our hormones and trying to figure out what's going on with them. And today, I have Hormone Hacks with Elisa Vitti. Elisa is a functional nutritionist, a women's hormone expert, and the best-selling author of Woman Code and the founder of, I love this, flowliving.com. That's flowliving.com, which is an online destination for natural period fertility and perimenopausal support. She's also the creator of the Cycle Syncing Protocol, which is a female-centric diet and lifestyle program that leverages hormonal patterns for optimal health. She's the creator of the V-Sign Type Quiz, a diagnostic tool that any woman can use to understand her period color and what it says about her hormones in any given month. And she has a new exciting project to tell us about that I'm going to save for later. But welcome, Elisa.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Dr. Taz. So fun to be on your show.
Yes, we are going to get right down to business here because I know my listeners really want to know as much information as they can about their hormones and really try to master them. We're essentially all hormonal creatures at the end of the day. So why do you think, you know, kind of grappling with our hormones seems to be such a struggle? And why do you think so many women, at least from what I see in the practice, are just completely disconnected from what their hormones are doing and where they may be in any given moment?
Oh, I mean, that's like the million-dollar question. I think it has to do with two key things. I think right now, more women than ever before are struggling with trying to maintain a healthy hormonal balance simply because we're being exposed to more endocrine-disruptive chemicals and lifestyle patterns than ever before. You know, from even just the hours in front of a computer screen now, we now know that the blue light that's being emitted from your devices, any screen, whether it's your phone or your laptop or whatever, your TV, is actually disrupting melatonin production, which can impair ovulation regularity and, of course, disrupt your menstrual cycle, your fertility, and even have effects on how you're experiencing the symptoms of perimenopause. It's just that one thing alone, not to mention the fact that you may be exposed to pesticides in your foods that are endocrine disruptive and other chemicals in your home. All of these things are contributing to make it really hard for your hormones to do their job. And so I think we need to learn as women what we can do to protect ourselves against these things and limit the exposure, and where we can take some good actions to remedy the things that may have gone awry. And then to your question as to why are we so in the dark about our hormonal patterns, and why aren't we feeling more connected to them in general? I mean, I think that's the most important question that anyone could ask, and I think and I have a good answer.
Good!
I think really, and I love that you asked that question. Thank you for asking that question. It speaks to something that I think I'm really passionate about working towards, which is, 100% female biological literacy. What do I mean by that? The last time you got educated about your hormones was the last time all of us did, which is about sixth grade when you were 12 and you were, in some sort of, school, mandated program about sex ed, and they told you you were going to have a period and use products and don't get pregnant. You know, that was about it. And the rest of your hormonal education maybe were gleaned from women's magazines and just from your own experiences. And it's not enough. You have these amazing, predictable, easy to understand hormonal patterns that even when they get off balance are easy to interpret the signs and symptoms of and learn to take action. But you just haven't been given that education. And in my book, Woman Code, and in this latest exciting thing that we just launched last week, which is an app that sort of lets you really navigate all of this in your everyday experience, it is important for you to have access to that information and to learn the language of your body so that you can respond in real time to the physical cues your hormones are giving you to say, hey, take a little action right now. You know, for example, right now you might be listening to the show and feeling a little tired. You know, that's a common symptom we have as hormonal women. We feel fatigued. What how do you interpret that fatigue? How do you backtrack into that and say, well, why am I fatigued? Am I overdoing it on the caffeine? Am I not getting enough sleep at the right hours of the day? Is my stress level too high? What are the right places for me to investigate the root cause of my fatigue, and therefore what action, corrective action, should I take to remedy that situation? You getting that kind
of education
is so critical.
Yeah, and I'm going to stop you there for just a second because you hit on a whole chunk of information that I want to make sure we break up and the listeners all heard. You know, first of all, just the topic of blue light. I mean, I think it's important to go back to that for just a second. I think that, you know, we're now all connected, overconnected, and many of us don't realize, even myself, because I'm on a computer or some sort of electronic device quite a bit, but we don't realize how that blue light can be disruptive to our hormonal cycles, how it can disrupt melatonin, as you mentioned, and then can really affect everything else that, you know, that really regulates our health. And I think I learned this lesson very early on, as you may have as well, but, you know, working ER shifts and flip-flopping when I slept and when I was awake and doing all of that stuff, you know, while I may have had some other healthy habits, these were completely negated by that entire rhythm being disrupted, which every older system of medicine, Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, they hold that cycle so sacredly. They really feel like, especially for a woman, unfortunately, that we need that dependable sleep cycle to really master our hormones. And then I agree with you in terms of the disconnection. I feel like women really, you know, don't, for multiple reasons, they are in their heads, they have symptoms or they wait for symptoms and they don't have an understanding of where they are when they feel good. And that sort of leads to this constant disconnect, which I feel bad, I'm tired, I'm hungry, you know, I'm going to engage in behaviors to make that better, but not really understanding that, you know, our hormones may often be the root of what's happening with us. You know, when you talk about, and I have so many different things I want to talk to you about, but when you talk about, you know, the woman code, let's go there maybe for just a second. Sure. And trying to educate women on their hormones and how maybe identifying that how they're feeling may be connected to their hormones and even to their cycle. You know, what are some of the tools there, without maybe, you know, going into the entire depth of the book, but what are some of the tools there that we can take away, you know, to really help us maybe connect, hey, I feel this way and therefore my hormone may be doing X. Is there a way to answer those questions, you know, fairly easily?
Yeah. So, you know, the first thing that you need to, in order to, you know, move forward, the first thing that you need to recognize is that you can fix and address whatever symptoms that you're having with your cycle, with your period, with food. And that's, you know, a really powerful mental shift to make. But if you can hold on to that, then everything else will fall into place easier. That food really is the medicine that you need. It's not more caffeine or more Midol for your cramps. It's more of the right food. So, I think, you know, let's go through the different things that might be happening for you. So, let's say, for example, that your energy and mood are all over the place during the day. Very likely that the endocrine function of insulin stabilization is not working properly. Your blood sugar level is erratic, which will disrupt your hormonal pattern overall, because blood sugar stability is the foundation of proper endocrine functioning overall in every other hormonal cascade. So if you're noticing that mood and energy is really all over the place, the best thing to start doing is to eat the right kind of carbohydrates throughout the day to stabilize blood sugar as a first place. And I would also encourage you to potentially consider, I know this is always gets people really riled up, but just bear with me. It's a good experiment to try, because you'll feel the difference right away if it's the right thing for you, is to get rid of that early morning cup of coffee on an empty stomach. So can you still have the coffee? Yes, but after breakfast, after you've eaten something. It's just that dull first thing on the empty stomach is really going to prevent you from even having the possibility of stable blood sugar for the rest of the day until you reset at night while you're sleeping. So if you can eat, let's say, you know, half a sweet potato for lunch, have some, you know, have a piece of gluten-free toast for breakfast with some avocado or an egg, like have good carbs. Don't avoid the carbohydrates. Don't overdo them, but have some to keep your blood sugar stable. It's really going to help you quite a bit with that.
Do you feel like that's more important? Because we often talk about like protein first thing in the morning versus the carbs. Do you feel like protein versus a complex carb, like a sweet potato, do you feel like one is better than the other? Like, I know personally, like I have to do my protein in the morning or I can't function, through
well,
the day.
Well, I mean, I'm trying, so two things. One, in the book, we go through, and in our program on slowliving.com, we go through a whole metabolic, experiment so that you understand what type metabolically you are. You may need more protein in the morning, you may not. But as a general rule, the problem that I see with most women is that by completely avoiding carbohydrates, what ends up happening is you get into a binge craving cycle where blood sugar drops. So let's say you have a cup of coffee in the morning and then you have like a protein shake that you just mixed up with some water or some almond milk and you feel really good. You start off the day, you're feeling like in control of your eating, but because of the coffee, your blood sugar drops and by lunch or even afternoon snack, you're, at a coffee shop, you're getting another cup of coffee and you're walking out of there with some sugary-based carbohydrate snack, even though it looks like a bar with nuts in it, it's full of sugar, right? So you're thinking you're doing yourself a favor, but you're not. And I would rather you take a period of time, 2 weeks, to slowly make a shift, right? Instead of going all cold turkey, like, okay, I'm just going to have protein for breakfast and I'm going to be good and assume that you have something called willpower, which from a endocrine system standpoint, there is no such thing. There's just ghrelin and leptin and depending on blood sugar, that's going to dictate what your cravings are. so feed the beast. You are going to need to eat some carbohydrates. Give yourself some good ones in small quantities so that you never get to the point where you're starving for them and then you're reaching for the things that are going to throw you off even further. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a great point. And again, just pulling out some of what you said there. So, protein is important, but the complex carbs are important as well. And I think many women, especially today with all the diet information out there, are so confused by this, but some complex carbs prevent those cravings. They prevent the craving maybe for salt or sugar that a lot of us will experience as the day progresses and also contribute to keeping our blood sugar nice and stable. So the morning is important, and the morning routine and balancing blood sugar is important in terms of managing maybe fluctuations in hormones and keeping hormones well balanced. What else would you say when you think about the hormones and the phases of a woman's cycle, would you feel like it's like a great actionable tip that our listeners could take with them and really run forward with?
Well, I mean, I think another symptom that we all seem to struggle with, as women, especially in our modern lifestyle, is estrogen dominance, where we have some of the symptoms of that, whether that be extreme perimenopause symptoms or difficult PMS, bloating, mood swings, acne, breast tenderness, all of these things. And, the complex carbohydrates will certainly provide you with some good these vitamins that help with overall progesterone production that can offset the excess estrogen. But also using food to expedite estrogen metabolism is a really good thing to do. So, finding a way every day to get your leafy greens into your diet is a really good thing to do. And one of the things that we talk about, one of the things that I created is this concept called cycle syncing. So what that means is that, and this is what I actually shared, we did a really fun demo on the Dr. Oz show about this, that you want to eat specific foods each week of your cycle to help offset the different levels of estrogen that might be causing you symptoms. So during ovulation, this is a really good time and a very easy time on your digestion to eat raw foods, raw veggies, smoothies, things of that nature. But then as you move into the luteal phase, the quote-unquote PMS phase of, it's 10 to 12 days. It's actually the longest phase of your cycle. This is not a time where you would do a lot of raw food. Actually, it's quite the opposite. You'd want to do cooked greens, more warming foods, warming, drying spices, things of that nature. So you can, and there's four different phases, and this is all outlined in Chapter 5. This book is also all laid out for you on the app MyFlow, which you can get at myflowtracker.com. And, like I check the weather before I go outside and decide what kind of sweater I'm going to wear cold. I now can check my flow and see what phase of my cycle am I in and what kinds of food should I eat, which exercise should I focus on this week. We also need to exercise in a way that balances out our hormonal patterns over each week. So, for example, you already experienced this. One half of the month, you feel like you can go into a boot camp class or a spin class and you really feel good the whole class. You can do it. You can last the whole hour. And then a week or 10 days later, you go back to the same class and you're like, oh, my God, I hope someone doesn't see me, sliding out the back door halfway through the class. You just feel like you can't make it through. What has shifted? Not your willpower, not your determination, not your, commitment to exercising. The demand of the luteal phase on the adrenals, on micronutrient stores, on your B vitamins, all of these things have increased. And so you have to exercise differently so that you don't actually tax the adrenals. I mean, how many of us have had friends who have decided to start doing super intense workouts like CrossFit or for a triathlon, and then they gain 20 pounds. This is exactly why, because women, when we try to exercise according to the male physiological 24-hour hormonal pattern the same day in and day out, and we don't take into account the fact that we have a 28-day shifting 4-week hormonal pattern, we can actually make ourselves a lot worse in terms of weight loss goals, in terms of just feeling good. And so my flow tracker will let you, like I said, check the daily hormonal weather and give you the guidance as to what foods you should be focusing on, what exercise you should be focusing on, and even how to play to your cognitive strengths that also shift in terms of how hormones are affecting your brain chemistry, from verbal skills being at a peak to, project management. I mean, all of these things are affected in beautiful, positive, powerful ways each week of your cycle. But if you don't know what that is, it's hard to organize yourself around it. And in most cases, you're inadvertently kind of digging yourself into a hole of fatigue and hormonal balance because, like we said at the beginning, we just don't know what we don't know about our hormones. And we need to know.
I mean, I feel like your cycle syncing protocol is fascinating. It mirrors, again, what the older systems of medicine said, where you don't do a heavy workout the week before your period. In fact, I remember my mom used to write notes to my PE teachers the week of my period saying, please excuse her from running this week because she's got her period. And it was like a running joke at the school, because of course they were like, that's the most ridiculous thing we've ever heard of in our life. But she was, again, brought up in an Eastern culture where you really paid attention to these things. So it's fascinating to me that, transforming now to modern time where we're learning more about the science behind women's hormones and our chemistry and our needs, and we can actually measure these things, how a lot of the older sayings and the older wisdoms, are coming true. So, I'm fascinated by the cycle syncing protocol. I believe in a concept like cycle syncing, but how in the world, and I know what my listeners are thinking, they're saying, how in the world do you sync your cycle when you work a full-time job, you have children, you have demands, you have shifts to work, you have deadlines? How do you sync your cycle in a Western world, in a modernized world when we're hyper connected and there's 25 things going on all at one time? And I would love to kind of get your perspective
on that. You asked such good questions. You asked the best question. That is the whole reason why I created cycle syncing, not just because it emerged out of the research that I was doing, and I couldn't agree with you more. I think we live in such a exciting time in terms of the intersection of medicine and research and what's coming out of all of that. But so it wasn't just because it's functionally appropriate that I think that we should be doing it, but also because, I don't know about you, but this 24-hour, and I think it's even more than that now with the technology, it's not just 24-hour, it's just instant. It's like we've dissolved time. There is no more time. It's just now and then now again, and this needs to be done now. So we've actually, through technology, evaporated a sense of timing, which is really toxic for us human beings, which need time to do things. And I needed, personally, a way to live a sustainable life, not just to maintain my own hormonal health, because I myself is was a former sufferer of pretty significant polycystic ovarian syndrome. It's not good enough just to recover from a hormonal balance if you don't shift the way you orient yourself to this instant now culture. You should expect to get another hormonal problem. You will absolutely dig yourself back into a hormonal imbalance pretty quickly. So we as women need a sustainable way to work and live, because, and I'm a mom, I have a toddler, I have a full-time business, I have my self-care practice, I have a lot going on. I live in the city. We all need a more sustainable way, and what I find is that way is letting my natural circadian hormonal patterns dictate the timing and the priorities I give to things in my life. So I actually still get to do everything that is on my to-do list. I just organize them according to where I'm in my cycle so that I have less stress placed on my system as a whole. So I've actually not taken anything off my list. In fact, over the past 2 years since having a child, more things are on my list. I just funnel them into what is most easy for me to do this week, what is most ideally optimized to my body's patterns this week, and let me focus on those projects, that exercise, those foods this week, and then next week it'll shift and I'll focus on the other things. And what I find is that instead of putting this pressure on myself to try to do everything today, now, that I know that I have 4 weeks to get it all done, and it gets done every month. And every month I propel myself forward faster, more consistently, with less breakdown in terms of my energy.
I love that. I think that, again, it forces us to think of ourselves as unique creatures. We all have our individual hormonal, footprint or fingerprint, whatever you want to call it. And once we learn it, then we ourselves are responsible for setting the boundaries and the activities that match that. And that really is a skill, and it's a discipline. I mean, it's so easy to want to get in there and do everything at one time. I know I struggle with that, and I'm sure most of my listeners do as well. But again, I think to your point, sometimes we can be more efficient. We can accomplish more when we just take a few minutes to slow down, or take a week. The week before our cycle might be the week to slow down, or the week of might be the week to slow down. Well, I know we're getting close to time, and this has made me think that we probably need to do another show with you to get in depth on some of these other ideas. But I don't want you to leave without really talking about your app and really driving that home a little bit, so our listeners understand what that does for them and how much of what we've talked about today can really help them in terms of making some of this information for them practical and useful. So I know the name of the app is My Flow Tracker. Is that correct?
Right. MyFlowTracker.com. Okay. And, okay, you know, it's available on iTunes and Android. So it's available for everyone. And, you know, it's really... it's the first and only functional medicine period tracking app that lets you track any symptom that you're having any day of the cycle. You know, you may have acne mid-cycle. You may have bloating 2 weeks before your cycle. Tracking that is really important. But it's not good enough just to track these symptoms. You need to be able to address them. So as you dive into the app, you'll be able to tap on each symptom that you have, learn what the functional medicine root causes of that symptom are, and get immediate food suggestions that you should incorporate into your very next meal to start to really address what is causing that symptom.
The app
will also track recurrent symptoms and give you customized 4 week, so one menstrual cycle plans that are all synced to your cycle, so that you can more deeply resolve chronic symptoms and issues that you're having. Beyond that, the other main thing that the app will do, of course, is allow you to do all the cycle syncing. So it will alert you when you move into a new phase, so you don't have to worry about which phase am I in. The app will take care of that for you. And it will tell you what that means hormonally, and then it will give you in 5 different categories, from hormonal patterns to cognitive patterns to exercise, food, relationships, suggestions, things that you should prioritize, and will allow you to select the activities that are suggested, tap on them, and schedule them with 2 taps right into your own calendar system that you use to manage your whole life. So let's say you're in the luteal phase, and this week the exercise suggestion is for you to do focus on Pilates, you know, and it'll let you schedule a Pilates session right from the app into your own calendar so that you get it done. You make that time for yourself. And that's just one of the five categories, so it'll really let you very deeply integrate this into your real life. And then the other fun thing that the app does is something called Partner Sync. So you drop in your partner's email, and they will get a notification when you move into a new phase of the cycle. Where you are in your hormones. They get a little love letter from Auntie Flo, that would be me, and they get a little note saying, like a hormonal dossier, like, okay, here's where she is this week, here's what that means for your relationship. You know, some weeks, like my husband and I, we don't have like a chore wheel in our marriage. We cycle sync our marriage. So he knows where I am in the cycle. He knows certain weeks we should be going out alone. Certain weeks we should be going out with friends. Other weeks he should rent a movie and cook me dinner. And other weeks he should go out with the boys and leave me alone. Just on what we should do socially. And of course, this has implications in the bedroom and empowering this app. Partner Sync will empower your partner to really give you all the support that you need each week.
I know, and I don't think, one thing I've learned too in practice is I just don't think so many people realize how their relationships are impacted by their hormones, you know, and can really sort of change the cadence and the intimacy of how you feel about your partner. Well, I think we're almost out of time, so we'll have to have you back, but if my listeners want to connect with you or learn more about the app or about your book, Woman Code, or even about cycle syncing, where should they find you? What is the best place to find you?
The best place to find me is at flowliving, F-L-O, living.com, and you can connect with me there in so many ways. We have weekly newsletter that you can subscribe to, and also I do a weekly Facebook Live, fun weekly sort of tea time with my Flow ladies, so you can find us on Facebook as well. And, we're really here dedicated to be the place that you go to when your hormones are out of balance and you need a solution that's natural and effective. And that's what we're dedicated to doing.
Perfect. And she's also, everyone, Elisa is also on Twitter at Flow Living and on Instagram at Flow Living. That's F-L-O Living. Thank you, Elisa, for joining us today. I hope everyone's learned a little bit more about how important being connected to your hormones are and that you should learn to balance your life against your hormones and against your cycle. And hopefully we can bring Elisa back at some point to learn even more about what she has in terms of advice for cycle syncing and tracking your periods. Thank you, Elisa.
Thank you, Dr. Taz.